This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. State spending will face some tough restraints this year. CPR's Ben Berkland has more.
Even though the economy is still growing, costs are rising, and there's a looming threat of a recession. Also, Colorado won't have a new influx of federal money, which was the case during the depths of the pandemic. Republican State Senator Barbara Kirkmeyer serves on the Joint Budget Committee and worries government spending is growing too much in a time of high inflation. She says the state should cut back like regular families.
They're having to make cuts around that kitchen table deciding what they're going to do. We should be doing the same thing in state government, and we're not. So I'll be focusing on that.
Kirkmeyer is one of many new faces on the Budget Committee, which only has one returning member next year. Democrats hold the majority on the committee. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Lynn Geisinger of Boulder is the new Regional Transportation District Board Chair. She says her priority will be to find new funding for RTD so it can restore more services to the Denver metro area.
Public transit is it's a critical piece of the pie for this region, for both our climate goals and our equity goals.
Legislative leaders also say they want to increase funding for public transportation. A skunk discovered earlier this month at a home in Morrison has tested positive for rabies. The virus spreads through the saliva of infected animals and is almost always fatal if not quickly treated. Health officials say the residents have been notified of the danger. Right now in Morrison, it's 31 degrees with fog in the area. This is CPR News.